Good evening, I'm John Yang. Two Americans, including a four-year-old girl, were among the 17 hostages Hamas released today for the third exchange for Palestinians in Israeli prisons. 14 Israelis and a Russian citizen were also among those released in return for 39 Palestinian prisoners. Meanwhile, Hamas said four of its senior militants have been killed in the war so far, including the commander for northern Gaza. He's the highest-ranking known casualty. And late today, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu seemed to open the door to the possibility of more pauses in fighting if Hamas releases more hostages. That could mean more reunions for both Israelis and Palestinians.
This weekend in Israel, and on the West Bank, joyous celebrations. Four-year-old Abigail Idan, who holds both U.S. and Israeli citizenship, was the youngest hostage released today. Both her parents were killed October 7th. President Biden noted that she had turned four just 2 days ago.
She spent her birthday, that birthday, and at least 50 days before that held hostage by Hamas. Today, she's free. More is needed. But this deal is delivering life-saving results. Critically needed aid is going in, and hostages are coming out.
The pause in fighting is also allowing trucks loaded with food, water, and other crucial supplies to cross into Gaza and head north, where for weeks residents have suffered without aid. In southern Gaza, near Khan Yunis, residents picked through the rubble of their homes.
This feeling is one I cannot describe. My family and I cried when we saw the house destroyed. It destroyed my heart, my whole life.
But the pause is only temporary, as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu underscored today while visiting Israeli troops in Gaza.
We have three goals in this war. Eliminate Hamas, return all of our hostages, and ensure that Gaza does not return to be a threat to the state of Israel again.
But Israeli troops appear to still be carrying out missions in Gaza. The Red Crescent Society said a Palestinian farmer was killed in a targeted Israeli attack. And on the West Bank, not included in the temporary ceasefire, violence intensified. In the Jenin refugee camp, Israeli troops killed five Palestinians as they tried to arrest a murder suspect. The Palestinian Health Ministry said three others were killed this weekend in separate incidents.